track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor, and there are three this week. The first one is from Mike Joyce, chairman of Newton Abbott Royal British Legion. As president of the Newton Abbott branch of the Royal British Legion, I would like to seek your assistance as we fast approach this year's Remembrance Week. Every year, our Poppy volunteers are out and about our wonderful town seeking that little bit of change our residents and visitors may have left to support the Poppy appeal. And every year, our town of Newton Abbott responds unconditionally. We, that is the officers and volunteers, are aware that this year finances are possibly going to be even tighter than normal, so we understand fully that what anyone is able to give may well be different than in the past. So as the branch's president, I make this appeal to everyone. No matter how small, just a few pence can make a difference to how the Legion can respond to the challenges it faces, ensuring that it is there for its serving families and veterans of all services unconditionally. Rather than reach for that cup of coffee, tea or pint, consider putting that cash aside, and when you see the next Poppy appeal collector, put that change in the collecting box. I can assure you it will be put to very good use. Better still, consider becoming a Poppy collector for just a couple of hours a week and be part of that team. If you feel able, please contact the local Poppy appeal organiser on newtonabbott.chairman@rblcommunity, or there is a telephone number to call, which is 077-886-27571.
Justin Beaumont from Down St Mary writes his letter entitled Nothing Short of an Insult. Mel Stride, in the Advertiser on September 19th, has the effrontery to suggest that the NHS needs to change fast as efficiency and productivity is flawed. One might wonder which government had been in power running the NHS for the last 14 years. Mel Stride mentions the recent report by Lord Darcy into the NHS. The following are quotes by Lord Darcy from his summary letter. Austerity. The 2010s were the most austere decade since the NHS was founded. Until 2018, spending grew at around 1% a year in real terms, against a long-term average of 3.4%. Average growth under the Labour governments between 1997 and 2010 was 3.6%. Capital. The NHS has been starved of capital, and the capital budget was repeatedly raided to plug holes in day-to-day spending. Some £4.3 billion was raided from capital budgets between 2014-15 and 2018-19 to cover in-year deficits that were themselves caused by unrealistically low spending settlements. On top of that, there is a shortfall of £37 billion of capital investment. We have crumbling buildings, mental health patients being accommodated in Victoria-era cells infested with vermin, with 17 men sharing two showers, and parts of the NHS operating in decrepit porter cabins. The Health and Social Care Act of 2012 was a calamity without international precedent. It proved disastrous. Waiting lists for community services and mental health have surged. The A&Es are in an awful state. According to the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, these long waits are likely to be causing an additional 14,000 more deaths a year. Cancer care still lags behind other countries. Care for cardiovascular conditions is going in the wrong direction. For Mel Stride, who's been a Tory MP since 2010, has been a member of the government and even sat in cabinet during this period, to pronounce on the need for improvements to the NHS is nothing short of an insult.
Amanda Northcott, under the headline 60-minute wait unacceptable, writes, the Newton Abbott tip is taking the mick. We were waiting for nearly an hour to get to dump some rubbish in the tip while they were clearing up stuff. Why can't they put a sign at the entrance to warn people instead of being stuck on a queue, especially as I thought we wouldn't be too long? I'm diabetic, and it was past my lunchtime, so my sugar level was going down. If they'd put a sign near the entrance on the road, I could have turned around and come back later.